show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hi, I'm looking for EA Sports Tiger Woods 2010 Apologies.
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. That would be you. And this is the network show for Monday, February 22nd, 2010. This is the companion podcast to Technorama with all of your email, voicemail, and social network comments. So if you're new to Technorama, there's another major piece to this. If this doesn't make any sense, you may want to go back one show or three shows or some other prime number and have a listen. Otherwise, you
pick a prime number and go for it.
Your favorite prime number. Pick a punch card, any punch card.
Yeah.
We do magic tricks with prime numbers and punch cards.
Right.
See how fast this show can get off the rails?
Yep. And you're driving.
Otherwise, pull up a chair, spend a few minutes with us and a few of our closest friends who wrote in, called the listener line, sent us an audio clip, tweeted about us, whatever it happened to be. We're going to be out there scouring the internet for mentions and things. Those who didn't voluntarily contribute to the show soon will be.
I think the internet does need some scouring.
With a nice gritty cleanser.
Yeah, I've scoured at it.
No, that's scowled.
Oh, yeah. God, oh, that too.
Quick reminder that this show is sponsored by Citrix Go to Assist Express, the wonderful remote diagnostic tool that lets you look at other people's screens and help people take control of their problems. And that it does. You can hook up in seconds to the person having a significant or insignificant issue. Sometimes they aren't very significant. They're just a problem between the keyboard and the chair, but you can educate them and show them right on the screen. Go here, click this, do that, because you know what to do. You're smart and not everybody is.
Yeah, sometimes they just have a nut loose on the keyboard.
They ran out of CD fluid.
There's a short between the keyboard and the seat.
That's right. An ID10T error. They're the toughest ones to control.
Yes, they are.
We want you to try Go to Assist Express free for 30 days. The wonderful diagnostic tool, as I mentioned, from Citrix. It's secure, uses 128-bit SSL encryption, the same as online banking. And don't worry about it. It's free. Use it. If you like it, keep going. If you don't, no obligation. Go to assist.com/techpodcast is where you go to start. That's go to assist.com/techpodcast. Podcast. That last part is important, so they know that you came from here.
Yeah, tell them Chuck and Craig sent you.
And they'll wonder who?
Yeah. No, or tell them Craig and Chuck sent you.
Oh, yeah, that'll make it all better. Yeah. What the heck is wrong with you?
Yeah. We got a code 5 here. He knows Chuck and Craig.
Strike them from the sponsorship list.
Yeah.
How we've hung on this long, I dear wonder. But you know what? There's got to be worse than us.
Yeah.
On to the voicemail. We have a slug of voicemail.
Oh, no, it's a slug.
A slug from one person.
Dang.
One of our favorites, the man who's got his very own sweeper.
Mark from Memphis.
Who's Mark from Memphis?
Howdy, this is Mark from Memphis.
I knew a Mark from New Jersey once.
Howdy, it's Mark in Memphis.
Oh, Mark from Memphis.
And Mark from Memphis calls in numerous times.
Really? Why?
Hey, guys, Mark in Memphis. Chuck, it's kind of funny about how you were talking about podcasting being time-shifted.
Yes.
Because I am a couple episodes behind right now, but I had a whole bunch that I was keeping in my MP3 player just in case I had a chance to catch up. And it just so happened not too long ago, I was listening to one of them that came from way, way back.
2004.
Almost right after you first restarted all this.
Oh, 2009.
And it was where y'all were discussing the new Star Wars movie.
Huh?
And it so happened that I was listening to that the day after I saw it for the first time, which happened to be just after Christmas, because that's when I got it on DVD. I didn't ever see the theater. And the next day, I decided to listen to that episode of Technorama.
You're breaking up, Mark.
Hey, pause it for a second. I thought did he say that episode of colonoscopy? What'd he say?
he said right after the Star movie came out, and I'm thinking, Star Wars?
Okay.
Star Search?
Yeah, Star Search. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, his voicemail on this one's a little broke up, but you can put the pieces together.
Something to do with the time shift in the movie, I don't know. Spoiler alert. Bye.
Yeah, he was. It actually worked out really good for his timing because he was behind on Technorama, like way behind when Star Trek first came out last summer.
I think his phone call was time shifted.
Then he listened to it at the same time, you know, like the day after he watched it. Mm-hmm. So it was good timing for him.
See, it worked. Actually, we went back in time and kind of coordinated the whole thing.
That's right. Mark, when you watched the movie.
We kept UPS from delivering it one day so he could, when he got it, you know.
We'll just put labels on all ours so, you know, you pick up the Avatar show when you watched Avatar and then you can listen to it. Hmm. Evergreen content. Who'd have thought?
I need to watch that.
What? You haven't seen Avatar yet?
Dude, no.
I thought I was slow.
Hey, now you're getting punchy on me. Come on. It's not fair, man.
It's like a month and a half later.
You're slow, Craig. Oh, like I hadn't heard that before.
All right, next one.
Hey, guys, it's Mark in Memphis. Sorry, I think you got that wrong, Craig. The
ding!
The left socks are the ones that are still in the dryer. You know, they're left. The other socks went through the vortex that's caused by the spinning motion of the dryer.
Uh-huh.
I still haven't quite figured out whether they've gone to an alternate universe or forward or backward in time. I figure they probably haven't gone forward or backward in time, because if they did, then somebody else's dryer would have more than they were supposed to. Of course, maybe that's what's happening. They're getting more and they just think some of them are missing. I don't know. I'll let you work that out. Bye.
There's actually a poltergeist that takes the left socks out of my dryer and puts them in my neighbor's, but they kind of end up working that self out, so it's not really a practical joke.
They go through a black hole. Somewhere there's an alternate reality that has nothing but left socks.
Wait, we saw that on Ren and Stimpy. They went through the portal and ended up where all the left socks were. Remember that?
It's scary that you could pick up on that reference.
Look, Stimpy, where were all the left socks go? He's like diving in it and swimming.
And he's going to win some major award, or, you know, get turned into a general. All right, let's see what else Mark has been listening to.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's Mark and Memphis. After listening to the network show, probably not the most recent, but the one right before that, I just wanted to call and wish Craig... Birthday.
Bye. Not a happy
didn't
one?
Say happy. Have a birthday.
I did.
Somebody's.
Thanks, man. And, you know, like I said, we'll be still getting calls in June.
Chat room wants to know, do people in the Southern Hemisphere lose their right socks?
Yes. Actually, just like the, you know, we talked about this before with Australians and the toilets go counterclockwise.
Yeah, right.
Hey, guys, it's Mark in Memphis. You thought that NASA was having problems with this solar, whatever, dynamic observer SDO thing, that it would burn up early. NASA's already covered that. They're going at night. Bye.
Oh, I needed. That is the punchline to a joke that I had long forgotten.
Oh, I'm trying to contain my laughter here.
You never heard that one?
No. Okay.
All right. Here's the way I heard it. See, up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, mm-hmm. they didn't tell like Jose and Pedro jokes. They told Eino and Toivo jokes.
Sure.
To Finlanders, because a lot of people from Finland immigrated and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Eino and Toivo says, "Hey, Eino, I got a good idea." "Oh yeah, what's that, Toivo?" He goes, "We're gonna be the first men to land on the sun." And he goes, "Ah, Toivo, you can't do that. You'll burn up." He goes, No, we go at night."
That I'm
Julie's over there snickering. She didn't hear the voicemail, so yeah. It's funny to her.
That's pretty funny.
You did hear that one before? Oh, wow.
She told you.
I guess I tell them and forget them. Disposable jokes.
Yeah. It's like my boss tells me, "You got the attention span of a gnat. You know, I'll say it and I just purge it."
That's right. If it's in my mobile phone or computer somewhere, I'll keep it.
I tell him, I say it and purge it, and if it's important, it'll come back and bite me like everything else, and I'll remember it. So,
all right, let's trudge along.
Hey guys, it's Mark in Memphis. I like my Roomba. It works pretty good. Not perfect, but it works pretty good. It basically keeps it up, you know, keeps a little bit going. You can schedule it to, well, if you get the right one, you can schedule it to run whenever you want it to run. And if it's downstairs out of your earshot, you can let it run in the middle of the night. It'll run around, find its way back to its little house or little pad, whatever, and charge itself back up. They have one that's specially designed to pick up pet hair now. And my advice is to buy it from Pomaker Schlemmer, because it'll cost you a little bit more, but they have an unlimited lifetime guarantee on all the products they sell. So if you ever have a problem with it, you send it back and they take care of it. See ya.
Good luck spelling comicerschlemmer.com.
Can you send me that link?
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, Google's not suggesting the right spelling for that.
Can you tiny URL that thing?
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. I'm still kind of want to get one, but Kim's like, "Why do I need that?" I'm like, "Well, why would you want a vacuum? I mean, just let it, you know." The cat. Well, here's a good example. The cats, no matter what I put under the cat litter boxes, they still track litter out. So,
yeah.
So in the morning when I'm going down to, you know, start getting ready for work, it's like I'm stepping on it and I'm like, "Oh, stupid cat litter."
Does it pick up the cat hair while it's still attached to the cat?
Let's hope not. I did see some videos on YouTube of cats riding a Roomba. They got on it, sat on it, and it's just moving around.
About the time we purchased our house, we made an investment, and the door-to-door salesman, he must talk to the realtor or something. He goes, "Oh, a new family moving into a new house."
Wait a minute.
Because shortly, yeah,
you know,
it was
what?
A vacuum salesman.
Not long after we moved in here, we also got one. And I'm just thinking, Kim, that's just too expensive. But
it was the Kirby salesman. Did we have this discussion before?
That's exactly what we have.
Wow. Both of us had the Kirby salesman, and both of us had the timeshare thing. That's creepy.
Yep. You're my northern evil twin.
Gee, I'm the one with the goatee.
Oh my gosh, we need to go back in time and swap our universes or something. Yeah, I totally got one of those big metal vacuums downstairs.
The Genesis 3,
is that what it is? I don't know.
The silver one looks like an old Buick.
Yes, and it weighs like one too.
But you know what? It's the only vacuum we've ever owned in 20 years.
That was
the deal. I mean, yeah, it was expensive, but how many vacuum cleaners did my parents go through? Granted, they had 9 kids and about a 5 million square foot house.
Hey, Speaking of which, you know the weirdest vacuum I've ever seen?
Uh-oh.
I was in, when I had our ISP, when I had our ISP, the office was actually wired for a wall vacuum. You ever seen that?
Oh, yeah, the central vac.
Yes.
We thought about that, yeah.
That was the weirdest thing I've never
My
seen.
My sister-in-law's got one of those.
I kept going, what is this little port on the wall? You know, I'm looking at it, and there's like a hole. But
and he
like
opens
a,
it up. Yeah, his arm's stuck into it.
Yeah, there's like two little wire catches, like, she's like you, can you twist it, and gives you a way to turn it on.
Yep.
I'm like,
yep.
What?
My sister-in-law's got that.
Wow, in the house?
Yeah, it's like a built-in shop vac kind of thing.
Well, it's kind of like one of the, what do they call that? The laundry drop, where you drop your laundry.
Well, yeah, there's the, where you hook up the hose, and then you just have the hose and the attachments throughout the house. But there's also like ones in the kitchen just under the kickboard, and you could like sweep stuff in there, and it's gone. It's really cool.
Hmm, that is cool. Like I said, it's like a laundry chute, but for your floor.
A laundry chute for all the Cheerios. I just want to see the cat get sucked in there.
Why is the cat halfway in the wall?
We've got an email.
Hey.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
There we go.
I love those letters.
Do, 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 do.
Find out what you got
Excuse
to
me.
Say.
On the screen.
Mailman. Mail today.
I'm sure you're going to edit out your part of the track, but that was just funny listening to you give a little editorial.
What?
Excuse me.
Oh.
On the stream.
Shut up, man.
Our email is from our very own Mad Marv. We had put out a call for your computer memories, the early experiences with computers, and some of these are making me feel old. He says, well, I remember playing with an Apple II in elementary school, but that was the school's computer. Our first family computer was an Epson One, I think. Oh, man, I remember selling those.
Wow, selling them.
We did.
I was on the build team for the Epson One.
No, I'm sorry. The other computer store in town sold Epsons. We sold the Leading Edge.
Yeah, you worked. What was it? You worked at Computer World?
I was at Computer Land.
Land, okay. We have one of those in Rock Hill.
Store number CL671. Don't ask me how I remember that. Mm. It just is stuck there in the brain somewhere in the back.
I do remember the Windows 95 OEM product key.
I remember when OS 2 first came out.
OS 2 looks so
cool. I built a 386 out of spare parts and had to solder together my own keyboard connector because it's the only part we didn't have.
That's awesome.
Because the keyboard connector, you know, the big DIN 9 thing, or DIN 5, whatever it was not on the motherboard. It was the stake connector, and then you connected that. It was nasty. Anyway, let's keep going with his email. My uncle gave us a computer made from salvaged parts from his computer store.
Wow.
I'm not Marv's uncle, all right? Let's get that straight first.
Yeah, wow, this is weird. Me and you related somehow, and then you're related to Marv. Wow.
the whole podcasting family. It's great.
I think Kevin Bacon's in there somewhere too.
Bacon. This was in the day of the EGA 16 color graphics, so I'm not sure of the specs. Can't you just see that? Playing King's Quest, walking on. Oh, that was a PC Junior.
You know, I remember explaining to people what CGA, EGA, and VGA was.
Oh, yeah. The first computer I bought was a Micron desktop, IIRC. It had one of the first chips from the Pentium 2 generation of processors.
The cartridge? The Nintendo cartridge?
Yeah, I never thought of it. That's what those processors looked like.
Yeah.
That's funny. And I just got my latest laptop this past Tuesday, a Lenovo W500.
Cool.
Migrating to this computer took way longer than I thought it would because now I'm running a 64-bit OS and I had to get all the 64-bit versions of the important apps. Anyway, things are almost back to normal. I love that. I can't wait to try a big 3D AutoCAD model with 8 gig of RAM and a certified video card.
Something bigger than or better than CGA, EGA?
Trying to do AutoCAD in CGA was nasty.
That is funny.
All right, we have a few minutes left before we wrap this up. I just wanted to let you know, because Craig tried to goad me into a discussion before the show, which would have delayed our starting.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, what you been up to? Today we made the finally made the leap into the HDTV mark.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
We got a 46-inch or 42-inch? What did I say, Jim? 42-inch insignia from Bogus Buy.
You can't outdo me. I'd have to go buy a new TV.
Well, that's for the living room. We still haven't outfitted the family room because we don't know what we're going to do with sound and furniture and all that. Mm-hmm. Donna is talking to some of the furniture people on tomorrow, which is Monday, about living room and family room stuff. So I didn't want to outfit and go get a whole bunch of sound and new TV and things for the family room. I did move the DVD, the one we got for Christmas, the Blu-ray player, to the new HDTV. And yes, I got the cheapest HDMI cable I could find, and it worked fine.
What? How much did you spend for it?
Oh, like $20.
Oh. You know, they really stiff you on those things.
I know.
They're not that complicated. It's a cable, for Pete's sake.
And guess what my first movie was? I said, well, we're here, we might as well pick up a Blu-ray movie.
Star Trek.
Dun-dun-dun. You got that right, buddy.
It looks good, doesn't it?
And I turned that thing on, and Donna went, whoa.
She did? You did?
She did. And that was just the Paramount logo.
Yeah. That's cool.
It was worth it right there.
See, that was, I'm telling you, that was the movie for me that pushed me over the edge to want a Blu-ray player.
That was fun. And you know what? I don't know if yours had this, but mine came with like a license to copy, like a digital copy thing you can put in so you don't have to rip your own.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
The Family Guy did that. A lot of them are doing that. That's right.
Mm-hmm. There's a third DVD in there, and it walks you through the instructions on a Mac and on Windows how to get that thing into iTunes so you can walk around with a portable copy. I thought, that's right. They finally get it.
Yeah. And what's funny, on the Family Guy one, when I went to download, or when you go to say, I'm on a Mac, well, it actually takes you to the Apple Store and you download it. I'm like, so there really wasn't anything on the disc.
Put in this magic code and you get a free download? Is that what it was?
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Well, you still get a copy, but yeah.
We're still trying to figure out all the remotes to try and make this one do that TV and this one do that DVD player. And it's all over the place, but we'll get there eventually.
Oh, biggest question. What TV did you get?
I said the Insignia 46. Insignia. Yeah. Okay. And it's kind of a middle of the road. It's got 120 hertz refresh. Mm-hmm. There were lots of 60s around.
Yes.
Four HDMI inputs. You know, the contrast could be better. It's only 20,000 to 1. There were some that were 50 and some that were 100. But you know what? For the price and the size and everything, I think it works just fine. Mm-hmm. We did not wall mount it. Again, we still have some furnishings and whatnot to figure out what we're going to do with. So for now, it's on its little pedestal stand on top of the stereo cabinet, which is fine with me.
And I think that's what we bought. We had we went to like Kmart or something like that and bought one of those little. It's a stand about waist high. It's a cabinet, doors on the front, so all our components are inside, but the TV sits on its own stand on top of it. It looks good, you know. But
Once we figure out the furnishings and things, I want to go to Wally Mart and pick up like one of those $120 wireless surround sound systems and just kind of plug that into the living room and maybe redo the surround in the family room when we figure out what TV we're probably going to get 50, maybe 55 inch in the family room.
Well, I will say this. I'm keeping a running tab, and I'll remind my wife about this, because the things that she thought I was crazy to want but ended up she can't do without now. Internet. Cable internet. I forget the – oh, crap. I got to check my list. And the last one was the HDTV. There's no way we can go back.
My laptop's got an HDMI port on it, so I figure even if we want, we could hook up Hulu to that thing, because it's got four HDMI inputs on it, and I'm only using one.
Try this. Do you have a remote for your computer? Your
laptop does not. No.
Okay. Well, at any rate, you can download. Hulu has an app that you can actually download.
Right.
And,
right. I've got that. Yep.
So you just run that, and if you had a remote, you could, you know.
I don't have a remote, but that's a good idea.
Wait a minute.
What?
Yes, you do. You have an iPod Touch, right?
Yeah.
There's a remote app. You can install a program on your computer, and you can operate the computer using your iPod Touch.
That's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. I can do the same thing.
Is it like a Bluetooth or a Wi-Fi thing?
Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And I can do the same thing with my Android phone or the iPod Touch.
Have to go look for that.
I haven't done it. I saw the app. I haven't installed it, but I know you can.
Yeah, and it's probably a really crummy one for free, but you can pay $2.99 and get a nicer one.
Yeah, well, really, they give you one that has like the essential buttons, I think, and then there's another one where you can customize your interface and have different interfaces for the devices.
Will it drive the Hulu app, or will it just drive a few things like iTunes?
Yeah,
it
will, because you can do up, down, right, and left, and you know, you can program certain functions, yeah.
Okay.
Not Hulu specific, but the keys that you would use on your keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you map them, and you should be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right. That's going to take us to the end of the show. I appreciate you sticking with us this time. Like most people,
this time?
Bail. We appreciate your support. If you like the show, there are many ways to show your love. Contribute. Call the listener line, 206-222-2428. Email us, technorama@chuckchat.com. You can flag us on Twitter at any time. Whether we're online or not, we'll spot it. If you put in #tech101, we'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. You can visit the website for all this good stuff and more.
We love the hash on Twitter.
Careful. Careful. Don't get us in trouble. We've been doing pretty good so far.
Yeah, the show's still young.
There's the tip jar. And wanted to remind you that those monthly micropayment people, they're getting their content in their own private little feed.
Oh, yeah.
Got more coming down the pipe.
Yep, I got some homegrown stuff, too.
That's good stuff. We're gonna
speaking of hash.
We're gonna send Craig out on his own little private audio tour gathering thing. And also want to remind you about the survey on the website. We've got the listener survey going. We want to find out who you are, what you do, how you listen.
Wait, make the note that it is anonymous.
It is anonymous.
So we don't know who you are.
Please be honest.
Yeah.
One guy said he makes like $1.5 million.
You never know, but
no,
if five people did that,
I know everybody who is currently hitting the tip jar. Somebody's making $1.5 million. I would expect them to be making some regular donations to this.
You can throw us more than $2. Come on.
Thank you to the following people for donating their time and talent, keeping Technorama going. Madmar for all the blog content during the week. If you're not going to the website or subscribing to the RSS feed, have your head examined, please. Ustream for all the modest live stream. Keeps us going on Sunday night. Join the fun, the insanity. Go over to chuckchat.com/technorama. You'll see us there every Sunday night. And you can jump in the chat room that's provided by finstack.net. Thanks to Steve Rickyberg and all his crew for keeping that going. We appreciate it greatly. What else?
I'm awesome.
We'll edit that out, too. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. Also affiliated with a whole bunch of great podcasts over at farpointmedia.com. All kinds of great stuff going up. It seems like they get at least a few every week. It's like somebody on the mailing list is always going, hey, I'm new to Farpoint. What do I need to know? And then we steer them to the readme file.
Yeah. readme.txt@farpoint.net.
Go over there and have yourself a listen. Until next time. Tell a friend about Technorama, be kind, rewind, and a binary high five.
Let's all go to the lobby. That's it. No, 101.
Chuckchat.com, 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 yay!